At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
I'm Tony Bruschi. Welcome. We hope you've enjoyed our coverage on the trial of Alec Murdaugh. This is a look back at some of the key moments and conversations that we've had over the last several weeks regarding the case.
This is continuing coverage in the trial of Alex Murdaugh from True Crime Today.
Welcome back to our continuing coverage. I'm Tony Bruschi. A motion made by the defense attorney for Alec Murdaugh to allow the jury to take a field trip and visit the house where the disgraced lawyer's wife and kid were found dead. Richard Harpulitin stated that there were literally dozens of people at Moselle taking selfies outside of the feed room on the weekend where Maggie and Paul were killed by gunfire. Harpulitin remarked to the judge that a security force is necessary if the jury visits Murdaugh's home in South Carolina because I don't want the jury influenced by, you know, crazy paparazzi. Take a listen.
Be seated.
Good morning. I want to remind everyone in the courtroom that the courtroom decorum must be maintained at all times. You're not allowed to react to any testimony, cheer, jeer, nor speak in the courtroom unless it's during a time I said, let's take a stretch break. Speak at that time, but otherwise we need to maintain order. Anything before the jury comes?
The firm stay, Your Honor.
Your Honor, a couple of sort of housekeeping matters. One is we expect to rest today. We've got three witnesses. I don't know how they could go all day, but direct ought to be relatively quick. We're going to rest today, I believe, and then the state is going to call we've been told up to four. Maybe it's five, maybe it's six, but whatever. I think there's a high likelihood that they will rest on their reply case by tomorrow afternoon, Wednesday morning.
Tomorrow afternoon, I believe we can get done and be on track to close and charge on Wednesday, Your Honor.
With this caveat, we believe it would be useful for the jury to visit Moselle. Both the area in the area of the kennels and the house, just to get some understanding of spatial relationships. What we would ask is that you ask the jury if they want to do that. I mean, I know I wouldn't, man, if they don't want to do it, I don't want them to do it. If they want to do it, that'd be fine with me, and it needs to be done in an expeditious way. And obviously, Your Honor's dealt with this before. I don't know what, I mean, we're not going with them, but I don't know who does go with them. No one's obviously going to be able to answer questions. They can see it. And that's, I don't know whether that should take any more than, Roselle's about 30 minutes from here?
40 minutes
from here. So that's 40 there, 40 back. An hour on the scene, maybe 3 hours. And I just throw that into the mix, not wanting to get this case closed, but we believe they ought to be given the opportunity to ask to see it if they want to see it. And I don't know whether that's done by majority vote. I don't know how all that's done, but we're asking they be allowed to do that if they want to do it.
Your Honor, I don't know that I've heard of just asking the jury and having them take a vote on that. I am not, the state is not asking for there to be a jury view of the scene. And if anything, I think that there would require additional testimony because the scene is different than it existed on the night of June 7th, 2021. And a big factor, which I think is very relevant to some of the issues here, is that the trees that were planted that separate the kennels and the house are markedly taller and thicker than they were on June the 7th. The state is not asking that that there be a jury view, and I don't think the defense is either, and I'm not aware of any procedure where we just kind of throw it into the jury's hands to take a vote. So we would object to that proposal.
And Your Honor, if Your Honor wanted to instruct them, they're only there to see the kennels. There's no issues that can, they should be viewing the house or because the scene is, that has, we concede that would that's changed, but the kennels, the spatial, how small the feed room is, the spatial between where, and they've seen the pictures, where the feed room is compared to where Maggie's body was, compared to where the quail pens are, where the doghouse is. I mean, you just can't really appreciate the spatial issues without actually seeing them. And if you want to limit it to just the kennels and them not being allowed to in any way deal with the relationship between the house and the, and we actually do have some photos from that night and the next day. I think you can put restrictions on it that would assist the jury if they want it. I don't know whether they vote or whether you ask the forelady. I've seen it done where the judge asks the jury, do you want to go to the scene? Now, it's been a while. I can't remember whether it was a vote, but he did ask the jury. It was sometime in the dark ages of the early 80s.
And we certainly would object to putting any sort of vote to the jury at this point in time. I've never heard of any such thing. Generally, jury views are at the request of a party. And
I'm requesting.
Well, again, I don't know that that it's necessary in this particular instance or that it would be a particular help or aid to the jury. And if anything, it may confuse the issues again because the property has changed since the night of June 7th, 2021.
All right. Anything else?
No, sir.
Okay. Upon request of either side, the court will allow a jury view. I will not ask the jury to decide whether or not they want to view. I think that would invite premature deliberations in the case, or just mere fact that they would have to discuss that issue, I think would invite premature discussions of relevant facts, what might be relevant facts. If either side wants a jury view, the court will arrange a jury view. And the court will go, the lawyers may go if you want to go. Of course, there are so many lawyers, that's a mammoth team in of itself. And I can advise the jury as part of the going to the scene that the certain things may not be the same as they were 2 years ago, whenever the period of time was. So if the defense wants a jury view, then the court will arrange a jury view.
Your Honor, thank you. And I just bring this to the court's attention. There were literally dozens of people at Moselle last weekend trespassing to get selfies in front of the feed room. I mean, most distasteful kinds of things I've ever seen. So perhaps before they head out there, some of the security could be in place, and so they don't.
Law enforcement security scene, and sure, no one is there.
Well, John Marvin, his brother, is maintaining that property. He had to call the sheriff's department to come remove him. And it seems they have a more, they're sort of a carnival attitude about this case than what we have to deal with. So I don't want the jury influenced by, you know, crazy paparazzi. I don't think there is really any.
No one can be there. The scene will be secure. No one will be there during a jury view. Now, do you want a jury view? Does the defense want a jury view?
I do. I just want to ensure that the security is not caught unawares about what a circus is going to be outside the property. And they've got the authority to close off the road. Yeah. So, I mean, I'm not telling them how to do their job, but I am suggesting these are things that we became aware of over the weekend.
All right. We'll arrange for a jury view with law enforcement. All right. Anything else?
No, Your Honor.
Hey, you may bring the jury.
That's the latest that we have for you. Keep it here for continuing coverage on the trial of Alec Murdaugh as it develops. Press subscribe wherever you download podcasts so you don't miss a moment of it. I'm Tony Bruschi.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com.
Stay with us.